Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano OP, parochial vicar of the Catholic community. It is the third Sunday of Lent. The readings are from Cycle A.
Today we hear one of the quickest conversion stories in the history of Christianity. In a matter of one conversation, a woman who has been shunned and outcast by her community turns into an apostle of Jesus Christ. This woman of five husbands, a woman that has been marginalized, illumined by the living waters of Christ, brought to conversion. And her conversion propels her to bring others to the gift that she has been given. Within a matter of moments, this woman comes from disregarding Jesus to being confused, to becoming his disciple, and finally an apostle. Through one conversation, she is transformed from an outcast of her village to its first apostle, propelled by Christ to share the good news with her community. This is such a stark contrast to what we see in Meribah and Massa. Before this story, the Israelites complained about having no food. So the Lord granted them manna. Then they complained about the quality of the food. So he gave them quails. Then the people complained that they were going to thirst to death. So the Lord allowed water to flow from the rock. The Lord, the same God who freed his people, destroyed Egypt, split the Red Sea, granted them manna and quail, the same God who appeared to them regularly in a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire, the same God who had done so many things for their ancestors again and again and again, provides for his people. Despite that, despite all that the Lord had done, despite all that the Lord had provided, this children of Israel dare to ask, is the Lord in our midst or not? How dare they? How dare they? Yet, how dare we? When was the last time we asked if the Lord was in our midst or not? Despite the fact that we have been told numerous times that we are the beloved of God, how many times have we moaned and groaned and complained about our trials? How many times have we complained about God's so-called absence in our lives? Is the Lord in our midst or not? When the woman of the well discovered that she had encountered the Messiah, she rushed into town and proclaimed the good news. She was overjoyed and wanted to share the gift of the Messiah with others. No more did she center her life on her own problems, her own faults, her own past. No more did she care about what the others thought about her. No more was she inundated with fear and worry. Rather, she was propelled to share the gift of the Messiah with others. She encountered her God, and she was forever changed. Is the Lord in our midst or not? Indeed, he is. And indeed, he transformed her in ways that she was still to truly, truly understand. By one conversation, her entire past was glossed over. She was given a new start. She was given a new beginning. Her faith in humanity and in God was once again restored. Not only was she declared worthy to encounter her God, she found that she was sought for, that she was chased, that she was desired, that she was wanted. Is the Lord in our midst or not? Lent is that blessed time in the church's life where we discover how desired we truly are. Through our intense prayer, the giving of ourselves and our own self-denial, we mysteriously find Jesus seeking our attention. At the beginning of today's gospel, when Jesus is found thirsty, he wasn't merely seeking water, but rather our hearts. As Jesus sought the woman at the well, so he does with every single person here today. Every miracle, every healing, every exorcism, every parable, everything that Jesus did, done in order to win our hearts. Within a mere conversation, a woman's entire life unfolded and she was forever changed. Is the Lord in our midst or not? Yes.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, the Associate Director, Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford, and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Until next time, God bless you.